I'm back. Did you savage cannibal maniacs miss me? I bet you did. This is probably only temporary, so I gotta make this count. Back in September, someone at the FBI learned how to read and found out I was running for president. He or she shared the news with everyone else at the fascist bozos of intimidation, and immediately panic spread. They got a hold of Trainwreck Trevor, who was their Ohio prison surrogate, and the baby oil application specialist at their office naked twister parties on Tuesdays. Trevor immediately flipped the switch on all of my communications mediums. Now I'm the only presidential candidate in history silenced by the FBI. You know what that means. It means the hierarch program is so unstable and so fragile that even its most ardent attack dogs recognize that if the zombies participating in this useless electoral process realized they had the chance to vote for me and scrap the whole system, they'd do it. They'd flush the whole thing like a goldfish. You know they would. So the FBI has done what hierarchs always do when confronted by better ideas that challenge the legitimacy of their delusion. They wrap the messenger in duct tape and toss him in the basement. It's what you got to do when you are morally and intellectually bankrupt. You know they are. Keep in mind I had a 2.2 grade point average in high school and had a job pumping gas when I got locked up. If I'm really a threat to civilization, then it's doomed anyway. Might as well tip this cow and move on. Silencing me has been a mixed bag, it seems. While they've excluded me from the radio show, which we all know is the 5 minutes when everyone takes a bathroom break anyway, some really fun stuff has developed. First, we've got Swain 2016 t-shirts available, and I think you can order them from SeanSwain.org. They come in three colors, black, Mars black, and Anarchy black. Apart from the fact that they have my ugly mug on them, I've got a face for radio, they're quite fashionable as well as flammable. So you can wear them while tipping over cop cars, or stuff them into the mouths of vodka bottles, light them, and give it a good heave. There's just so many uses for Swain 2016 t-shirts. Everyone on the planet seeking liberation should wear one, and then we'll eat everyone who isn't. Problem solved. Second, besides the fantastic t-shirts produced by PDX ABC, a more recent development. I smuggled out communications to supporters who shared my communique with Donald Trump's campaign. In it, I related how JWoww can't even get his cabinet member's home address off of blastblog.noblogs.org. So how can JWoww be trusted to defeat ISIS? The Trump campaign was all over it. They planned to use it. So JWoww, having pledged on Tuesday that he was in the race until the convention, suspended his campaign on Wednesday without an explanation. Now you know the whole scoop. I did that. And now there's a roster of JWoww's entire staff posted at prisoner support sites along with their office phone numbers and email addresses. Feel free to contact all 70 of them to tell them how you feel about them suspending my communications after they hear this and shut me down again. Anyone out there looking to help me get elected can start by getting some awesome endorsements. I don't mean endorsements by like the Chamber of Commerce or George Clooney. I mean endorsements from the Earth Liberation Front, the Cleveland Four, Marius Mason, Jeremy Hammond, Anonymous, and maybe even Blastblog. For fascists who torture people, these people sure get their feelings hurt easily. We can expect that I'll be silenced again any minute now. Imagine how they're going to feel when I get sworn in as president, with my right hand raised and my left one resting on a can of gasoline. Never forget, gas is cheap, matches are free. This is anarchist prisoner and presidential candidate Sean Swain, and I approve this message.
You can write to Sean Swain at Sean Swain 243-205, Warren CI, P.O. Box 120, 5787 State Route 63, Lebanon, Ohio 45036. For updates on his situation, his bid for U.S. president in 2016, and more writings by Sean can be found at seanswain.org.